long ago, lines of cars threaded to Aiea's Kamehameha Drive-In. But for a while now, the most action the 14 acres have seen has been the swap meet. Owner Robertson Properties Group envisions a different future, an urban village. The plan was endorsed by the Honolulu City Council and now Honolulu's mayor. Live, Work, Play Aiea is billed as a mixed-use sustainable community with up to 1,500 residential units and five towers, offices, restaurants, retail shops, a neighborhood market, and public spaces. Bill Clark is the chairman of the Aiea Neighborhood Board, and he joins us now with a little bit of reflection about this whole process. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
When we first talked about this, as it was first being discussed in earnest, three, 4 years ago, it was a very different plan than what we saw emerge from the City Council with its approval earlier this year, and then certainly with the mayor's stamp of approval last week. What changed specifically?
It's still the same plot of land, the old CAM drive-in, and buildings have changed.
They've moved them around a little bit.
And I can go through that. At the beginning, at the intersection of Ka'onohe and Mauna Loa, which is located on the Makai Eva side, they were going to build the high-rise, the 350-feet high-rise, on Mauna Loa Avenue, on Mauna Loa Road. And the community got together, and we talked with them and says, no, not there, because Leliopono was right across the street. It would be like an alley. So we suggested they move it to the far end of the property, in other words, more Makai, which actually decreased about 75 feet. So the 350 feet would be not 350 straight feet. It'd actually be a little bit lower, which answered one of the problems from Leliopono, which was their visual plane. There were two specific problems that were brought up by the community. One was traffic, and the other one with visual planes.
The same that seemed to occur even as we talk about Kaka'ako and other areas that are looking at very high towers and many more people moving in.
That is absolutely right.
But originally they were going to have 1,800 units. That came down to 1,500.
1,500. And
still a lot.
Still a lot. They still have planned 350-foot units, but they've reduced their plans to have another three 350-foot units down to 250 feet for one and then 150 feet for two more. So, and now we have buildings that are less high. They have less occupancy, ergo less traffic, probably. But there are still people that it's going to destroy their viewplane to somewhat.
That seems to be what everyone is having to cope with. If you're in a situation where there's going to be development around you, there's a good shot that that may happen. It seems, though, from the way this process began, and there was a great deal of conversation with Robertson, that they were actually listening to the community. Is that the feeling that you got as you were on that neighborhood board?
Bethann, it was very interesting. I sat as an uncommitted person to whatever was going on. I'm not necessarily pro-development. But in listening with them, I was hearing the community and hearing the Robertson Properties' responses to them. But I said, okay, I'm going to wait and see what they do to the plan to address the issues that the public was talking about. When I saw the second plan come out, I saw that it was addressing the issues. One of the things was putting a traffic signal by St. Timothy's Church and by Pearl Ridge Elementary, extra lanes on the Eva side on Mauna Loa Road. They were putting a traffic light down by Kentucky Fried Chicken across from the shopping center where there's an intersection. And one of the first things that they did, and this was from a suggestion from community members, we've always had a problem with the traffic on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at the CAM Highway swap meet. And traffic will get backed up on Ka'onohe Street, both directions on Mauna Loa, and making a left turn into the swap meet area. And I know I talked with John Manavian, who was one of the people, the principal spokesperson for Robertson. And I asked him, I said, can you do something about the swap meet? Your project is going on. Can you do something about the traffic on swap meet? I said, people are having problems even moving around that intersection. Within a month, things changed, and we had been working on that as a community with the former owners for several years to have that changed, and it was done in a month. That now didn't necessarily change my mind about development, but it said at least they... Go ahead.
No, I was saying it certainly signaled that they were willing to listen and to be helpful.
That was the first thing that crossed my mind. Okay, they listened. They're doing something about it. All right, I'll listen some more.
So what happens with all the people who are now occupying that space for the swap meet? Are they going to have to go down to Aloha Stadium or someplace else?
Someplace else. I don't know exactly where they're going. There's actually the swap meet itself. There's a recycling facility over there, which, by the way, Lilipono residents didn't like that because you can imagine cans rattling into other garbage cans, rattling. That's what they were complaining about on every day except Thursdays and Sundays, I think it was.
But in just looking at this journey that you've been on over the last 4 or 5 years, are you surprised that you now look at this project and think, that's pretty good?
I'm working the project, but I'm judging it against what the people's concerns were. And the concerns of the community were addressed as appropriately as they could and still have the property valuable for whatever Robertson Properties decided to put there.
Now, we're not going to make as if the entire community thinks that this is a wonderful idea. I mean, it's still contentious with some people. It was hotly contested in the council. But the fact that it's at this point now and looks like it's going to be going forward, are there some lessons here that you see for other developments in or on Oahu?
Yes, I do. One of them is if things are eventually going to turn against what your wishes are, get on board very quickly to see how you can mitigate what the developer wants so you can see your issues being addressed appropriately and properly.
That almost sounds like keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer?
That sounds quite right.
All right. We're going to leave it there and see how it goes from this point on. Thanks so much for coming in, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Bill Clark is the chairman of the Aiea Neighborhood Board. He's also a 34-year veteran of Honolulu Police Department. And he has been serving on the board of directors for the Honolulu Police Relief Association, a master gardener and a volunteer driver for Hawaii Meals on Wheels.